Buckle up, Australia.
Buckle up.
Now, right across the country, broadcasting to every corner of this big brown land on the Triple M Network. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet?
It's time for Theme Train.
Theme Train.
And that's exactly what it is. It's called a different name, though, on this show.
Will's Three-Way.
Will's Three-Way. And we've got three people standing on the line.
You just got to stand in line.
A little Oils reference there. Who would you like to represent you in Will's Three-Way, Deb?
You.
Me?
Oh, all right. Yes.
Let's do it, Deb. All right. Let's do it together.
Okay.
Who were the options, though, Marty?
Yeah, no, you didn't say.
What do you mean? Oh, the other players.
Deb, you were the only one playing.
Yeah. Sorry. Lauren is also available. Callipers.
And I'm very good actually at this game.
She's known. And the wonderful Troy Ellis is also available to be selected
here,
this morning.
Here if you need.
Yeah.
Now, you said you're very good at this game.
I am.
What's the score?
We've only ever played this Lauren and Marty head-to-head, and Lauren leads 2-1.
Yeah.
Mario's on the line.
G'day, guys.
Who would you like, Callipers or Troy?
Troy.
Thank you. Oh! Jeez, pressure now.
Callipers.
The reigning champ.
Callipers strikes again. The curse of having iron legs.
Good on you, Mario. Hang on there. Joanne.
Hi, how are you?
Joanne, good news. You've got Lauren.
That's who I wanted.
Yes! Let's do it, Joanne.
Good
Here
start.
We go. Question one.
Just shout out the answer.
Shout out the answer. One guess. Don't waste it.
Yeah.
Clark Key Ardern.
Prime Ministers.
I'm going to give it to Troy. Yeah, Troy's good. On the board. New Zealand Prime Ministers.
New Zealand Prime Ministers. Did you want more detail?
I
was hoping someone was going to say.
You've not given me points for things with more detail than that. I'm just going to put it out there.
Okay. All right, you've put it out there.
Had you started with New Zealand, I would have been tempted.
Okay.
Here we go. Yes. Question two. Fallout, Ghost Protocol, Rogue Nation.
Computer games.
Movies? No.
More information, Troy?
Sequels.
No more information, please.
Oh,
could you repeat the question?
Fallout, Ghost Protocol,
I have no idea.
Rogue Nation.
Boat movies?
They're all Mission Impossible films.
I've never seen a Mission Impossible
film. No, I'm not a big Mission Impossible guy.
Mm.
Troy 1. Question 3. Genesis, NES, Dreamcast.
Cars?
No. Genesis, NES, Dreamcast.
Oh, I know. Oh.
Computers?
No.
Software?
No.
User models of iPhone.
computer programs.
Video game consoles. Oh. The Sega Genesis.
Oh, how well this is.
We were working.
Nintendo.
We were working.
We didn't have time for games.
No, still working very hard.
I love these being difficult. It's fun.
Okay.
Very Question four.
Well, hang on. Where are we in the state of play?
It's best of five, first of three. Oh, yeah. So it's still wide open.
So, but best of five means you're only asking five questions.
That's correct.
This is question four.
Yes.
Loz and I need to get this to keep the game alive.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Build some tension, mate.
No, but you could. This might be another bust, and then the last one would come down.
Yeah, exactly. We could still get question five, and then he needs to have a spare.
Right, now we've built some tension.
Yeah.
Okay, we started a conversation around the school.
Great.
Tension is built.
Tension. Right. Question four.
Pass. That's how you take the tension away. You provide a laugh.
Here we go. Pyeongchang, Sochi, Vancouver.
Winter Olympics.
Oh. Marty got it. The last three Winter Olympic cities.
Yes. Pyeongchang.
Lauren to take it to a tiebreaker. Troy or Marty to win it.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Question five.
Well, hang on.
What?
If no one gets it, would Troy
and
I...
You two play a tiebreaker.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Chicken, beef, oriental.
Noodles!
Yes, it's noodles!
Tiebreaker!
Here we go.
We need a tiebreaker stick. No, for future reference.
Yeah.
We need a tiebreaker.
Is there no,
put that in notes.
Quick access drone that you might have available.
I don't have that just
That's
at the moment.
You need to concentrate anyway, Troy.
Yeah. Mm.
Here we go. Question six and to win. Challenger, Endeavour.
Spacecrafts!
You're both out. Challenger, Endeavour, Santa Maria.
Things that have taken billionaires to space.
No, they're ships. They're famous ships. Okay, here we go.
Oh, do we keep going?
Yeah,
we've got
to.
One more.
All right, one
this
more.
Is to win. Someone will get this. Colonial, Telstra, Etihad.
The stadium. The thing that makes
it Troy got it!
Troy, I love it when you win.
Docklands Stadium's naming rights.
Of course. I was like,
well
things
done.
That the MCG other thing has been called is what I said.
That's made a lot of noise.
Well, we can talk about your answers later. The Marty Shigold Show. Have you ever been to Corsica?
No, in Italy.
In France.
France.
It's a French-owned island in the Mediterranean.
No, I've not.
Corsica. Mm. I've not been there.
Heard of it.
It's famous. One thing it's famous for is its sunbathing cows. Cows can be quite frightening.
Yeah, especially that sound.
Mm. Yes. They're very bovine-y.
Mm. Very windy.
Yeah, fart a lot.
Yeah, they do.
And the giant udders are quite intimidating.
Yes, they are. They're disgusting. Well, have you ever milked a cow?
Have I ever what?
Milked a cow.
I've milked a couple of cows.
I was asking, like, in a genuine way.
Yeah, I've done it. Milked a couple of cows.
Yeah.
They loved it.
Only human.
Well, they're not actually. They're only bovine. Authorities temporarily closed the beaches in Corsica, which has 15,000 cows, which is ludicrous, that roam the island, including the scenic beaches. And we've got a photo here of the cows just owning the shoreline.
Mm.
Apparently the animals got used to not having to share the land with people during the last year or so because tourists weren't there. So
of course.
They've made themselves very comfortable
taken over.
On the beaches. Yeah. But they've also been a little bit aggressive and they've had to temporarily close some of the beaches. One local councillor said that while tourists laugh at the cows and think they make for good pictures, the animals have become a real problem on the island.
Mm.
That cow there looks like he's full of attitude.
He does.
The one at the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all do.
She looks like lunch to me.
A bit skinny.
Bit skinny, fatten her up, you reckon, and then end its life.
No.
Oh, I thought that's what we were chatting about. Multiple people, how's this, have recently been attacked by cows, including one man who was gored in the neck.
Oh, what?
Well, as DC said, that can't be a cow. It has to be a bull.
That's a good point.
That's true.
Gored in the neck. It's got a real Pamplona feel, hasn't it?
Mm.
Getting gored by a bullet hurt, I would have thought.
Oh, yeah. They're a big beast.
They're a big beast.
Yeah. Hundreds of kilos, aren't they?
Yes. A good-sized cow. Be quarter of a ton.
Mm.
There was another incident where a herd of cows chased tourists down a popular street. Well, that is Pamplona, in a nutshell.
Mm.
A 70-year-old had an extremely close call to death. Matthew wouldn't care at that age. After a cow attacked her while she was hanging her laundry.
Oh, no.
I mean, you don't expect that.
No, not when you're hanging
putting your
sheets
undies
out.
On the line.
Yeah.
The animal missed, striking the woman's femoral... Oh, jeez, I read that badly. The animal missed striking the woman's femoral artery by just 2 centimetres.
So lucky.
Mate, if you hit that artery, you're dead in literally minutes.
Yeah.
Cows.
Mm.
They can be a real problem, can't they?
They sure can.
Cranky cows. Oh, there's a bull there. There's the horns there.
What does it mean that some cows can have horns?
Can they?
Yeah.
Is that what those people are ringing for, Matthew?
Maybe.
Maybe they are.
That some cows can have horns?
Oh, yes.
Both cows and bulls.
Put Sean across so we can chat with Sean about cows and bulls.
G'day, guys. How you going?
I did not know that cows can have horns.
Of course they do. Both bulls and cows have horns.
I said that, and then the phone started lighting up because they'd be dehorned. They'd be dehorned.
Well, they do dehorn them. They dehorn a lot of cows and bulls.
Sean, are you telling me that all cows have horns or just some?
All cows have horns.
Little ones like this.
I've never seen.
No.
You know when you draw like a cartoon cow, they actually have a little horn like that and ears.
Oh, yep. I see.
Like
so
Arabella
have,
the cow.
They have tiny little horns.
Mm-hmm.
The same as the bulls.
Oh.
Well, Lauren's telling me a totally opposite story to you, Sean.
All cows have horns, including like dairy cows?
Yes.
Yep, certainly do.
Really?
And what, they cut them off?
That's correct. They cut them off, yep.
I never knew that.
No, I didn't know that either. Did you know that? No, I did not know that.
Clarabelle. Look at these. She's a cow.
Yeah, but she's got proper horns.
She's also animated.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, but you've picked a cartoon cow to support your argument. Jesus.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
And we are just moving into the area of ouch me cags.
My cags.
Another one.
My cags.
One of your best, DC.
Just
brilliant.
My cags.
Another one bites my cags.
What a horrible sort. What is this about?
This is an awful story. An Austrian woman was given a nasty surprise after a snake appeared on her toilet just days after a man was bitten in the genital area by a reptile lurking in his loo.
My cags.
There it is there. The snake holder's got it. And there's the snake as well.
It's a big snake.
Wow, two snakes. Eva Kastner. Was left gobsmacked. Gobsmacked indeed.
That's the woman. The man.
Oh, just to be sure.
Of course it's the woman.
How many
men have you met called Eva?
Well, I thought you were going to focus on the man story, but then we're talking about Eva.
I'm going to focus on what's in front of me.
Okay.
Eva Kastner. Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't husband and wife or anything. They were just...
These are unrelated stories.
Are they both Austrian?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eva Kastner was left gobsmacked after going into her bathroom in Vienna. Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Vienna.
Great city.
Only to find a 99-centimetre-long python slithering on her toilet seat.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
What a surprise.
You don't immediately think snakes when you think Vienna, do you?
No.
No.
Vienna seems cosmopolitan.
Yeah, I'd think insects, but not reptiles.
I'm glad you said insects. I didn't know where that was going. I was like, you'd think what?
Well, like mosquitoes.
Yes, of course.
Mosquitoes.
Of course. Not
mosquitoes.
No. I mean, I just want to clear the air, Matthew. Not families.
No, insects.
What?
Insects,
yes.
Oh,
Lauren hasn't
I
been on board.
Oh, you've missed the whole thing. I'm enjoying insects. Myself enormously.
Yeah.
You're not quite with me on that one.
No.
Expert workers retrieved the python, expert workers,
yeah.
From Eva's bathroom and took it to an animal shelter before it was later. Who cares? The bizarre incident came just days after a man from the southern city of Graz.
Graz.
Yeah.
Graz. We're going on holidays. Graz.
Going to Graz, mate.
Why wouldn't you?
What, do you mean Graz? Shut up, mate. We're going to Graz. He got the fright of his life when a snake bit him in the genital area.
My cags.
Ouch, me cags.
Yes.
What got you cags is the question we're asking. Yeah. How'd you bash your balls?
Mm-hmm. All of that stuff.
Testicle trauma.
All right, let's go to Damien. What happened to yours?
Yeah, when I was about 10, I was around at my auntie's place and we were buzzing around the backyard on the pushy and my feet clipped off the pedals and my knackers right straight into the bloody seat.
Oh, no.
I felt a bit of a wet patch and I thought, oh, geez, maybe I'll wet myself. But so my auntie, we went inside, my auntie said, drop your strides.
Yeah.
And I felt really embarrassed.
Yeah,
I had a little bit of a damage to the old gonads.
Yeah, to the old ball back.
Ooh.
Oof, very embarrassing to show your auntie that kind of injury, yeah. I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, I reckon.
Even in your 50s.
It never fails.
It'll never fail.
Got a story for us?
Yes,
not about you, I suspect.
No, it's definitely not about me. It's about a friend that I worked at a summer camp with, and we had a family day. The parents come to visit the kids, and he was getting out of a rowboat, and... then he sort of nicked off straight away. No one knew where he left, where he went to. And he'd actually ripped his ball sack on the oar lock as he got out.
My cags.
Thank you for painting that picture.
He'd actually ripped his ball sack on the oar lock.
Where's Kevin gone?
Never coming back. Crying? Why is Kevin running and crying? Does anyone check Kev?
The Marty Sheargold Show.
What's the coolest thing your dad built you?
Let's think of what dad built you.
What's the coolest thing your dad built you?
Yeah.
Victorian couple Maggie and Kieran Brennan stumbled across an unusual eBay listing and didn't hesitate snapping it up. It resulted in the playground of every child's dreams, and there it is there. He's only bought himself a second-hand McDonald's playground and set it up for the kids.
So how good is this?
It's exactly how you imagined a second-hand McDonald's playground would look in your backyard.
This is what you need during a lockdown.
Yep.
$5,000 it cost him.
Yeah.
Maggie said they usually go for about $40,000 brand new.
Mm. Gee, that's expensive.
Yeah.
People spend more on cars, stuff like that. So we sacrificed that and preferred to get the kids a playground instead. Gee, it's a good backyard setup, isn't it?
Yeah.
Got the tramp. Got one of those big sort of sunshades over the top. Wine barrel with a couple of stools around it so you can eat peanuts and drink beer while the kids are playing. The couple aren't sure how the playground came to be for sale or which McDonald's it came from, but they believe it was likely sold due to the play equipment being upgraded.
You don't see McDonald's playgrounds like that anymore.
No, they're
a bit newer than that one, aren't they? Young kids are funny in those playgrounds when they sort of get in a room and they're like, oh.
What do I do?
Oh, I can't come in there, mate.
No, that would be really weird.
Go back down.
Yeah.
Go back down. Go back down.
Yes.
Down. Go back. No, you're going up.
And there's a Big Mac at the end when you get out.
It's like, and you're going to have to go in.
Yeah, you can't go in.
I can't go in.
You'd get stuck.
I would. I can't go down the spirally slide.
No.
Not in underpants.
Wow. I hope not.
Joseph, coolest thing your dad built you.
He actually built a swimming pool in our backyard.
Did he?
Yeah, he cracked the shits one one summer, started digging with a shovel, got upset with that, hired an excavator, just dug a massive hole and
put water in it. Oh, my God. Yeah. No filtration, just a murky hole that you could drop into.
That's what it started out like.
Yeah.
Right. And then progressively over time improved.
Correct.
Yeah, nice.
Jason, coolest thing your dad built for you.
Hey, team, how you going?
Good, Jason.
How's it going? My old man built me a tandem bike for me and my mate Joey.
Oh, that's brilliant. He's obviously chopped two bikes up and welded them together.
Exactly.
Yep. How wonderful.
And it was cool, roaming around the streets of Little River back when we were 12.
Yeah.
That's fun.
And how long have you and your mate been married now?
About 26 years.
Good, Jase. The Marty
Shergold Show. What are we calling this?
I'm not sure. How about I just play
through it?
I'll just play the music. Gives you a bit of an idea about what's going on here, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's caught my attention over the weekend. Officials within the Vatican hierarchy have gone into panic following a new report that revealed a large number of priests in the United States are using Grindr. Whose phone was that?
Could be anyone's.
Lauren.
I had Grindr on my phone for a long time and he was really uncomfortable about it and it was actually just the IMDb app.
Yeah.
He saw it.
It's the same.
Similar colours.
It looks the same. I'm not sure that priests should have Grindr. One priest has had to resign. Catholic officials are now worried about privacy concerns of their priests and the potential ramifications of journalists tracking their cellular data. Well, I would suggest that you won't have an issue if you don't have Grindr on your phone.
Just don't have it on there. It's problem solved.
What priests? There's all sorts of rules around being a priest, and most of them are celibacy.
Yeah,
and poverty. Who's paying your phone bill? Don't you have to be? I think you still have to have a vow of poverty to be a priest.
Do you?
I'm pretty sure you do.
Oh, put that in fact check. Well,
celibacy's right up there, as is. You know, you can't wander down the bloody markets and buy yourself a.
But they take a salary. They draw a salary, I assume.
Surely.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Live at the church.
What's a priest doing a year?
They don't take a vow of poverty.
They don't.
No. They're expected to lead a life of simplicity, consonant with the people they serve. So, regular.
Yeah,
a regular life. How are priests paid is a wonderful question. Mm.
Direct deposit into their bank account?
Don't say deposit. That's one word we shouldn't say.
The Marty Shergold Show. Get the podcast now from the Listener app.